First Street in Fort Smith. Maybe a little talk about small business today.
Yeah, Bill, we mention frequently that small business is the, quote, the backbone of America, and I don't know whether we really collectively believe that or not, but statistics show that it's true. But this is a survey that hasn't been done that long, about 4 years. It's done by Discover Financial Services, but it's a survey of small business owners. And it shows that there's a significant improvement here. In fact, in the latest poll, 28% of small business owners expect economic conditions to get better. That's up from 20% 6 months ago. I realize that's still not a majority. But if you go back to that poll 6 months ago, 55% of small business owners surveyed expected conditions to get worse. Now it's only 43%. And about 9% of them say that they've begun to hire again. So maybe that's the beginning of something good. On the larger front, and this is a great success story, Ford Motor Company, of course, they're the ones who did not take any handouts from the government, and their numbers just continue to be incredible. Their net income is up 68%. They had the best third quarter performance since 1990. They gained more market share, paid down $2 billion of debt in the third quarter. And you may remember that they made a deal with the unions to put a bunch of money into a health care fund, which would relieve them from further responsibility of paying health care costs for retirees and future retirees. They owe about another $3.6 billion on that obligation. They're going to pay that off before the end of the year. How about this? They've got $22 billion in debt now, which is way down from where it was, but they've got $20 billion in cash.
Wow.
And their revenue was up $1.7 billion over the quarter. If you take out Volvo, they sold Volvo. They would have made even more money, but they had about $100 million loss on the sale of Volvo, but they got rid of it. Another company reporting earnings this morning that were quite impressive, and that's DuPont, and that's considered to be a kind of a barometer because of the types of things that they sell. And they say that their quarterly profit was up in all six of their business units and up all across the globe. They beat the street estimates, and their volume is up 14%, while their selling prices were up 5%. Another good story there. Texas Instruments, kind of a mediocre quarter that they reported last, they made some announcements last night after the market closed. Stock's going to be down this morning primarily because they kind of reduced their estimates for the remainder of the quarter. And here's kind of an odd story. There's so much anticipation on the part of institutional investors that the Fed is going to do QE2, quantitative easing 2, that is inject a whole bunch of more money into the system by buying treasuries when they meet on November the 3rd, that yesterday, for the first time ever, the Treasury issued TIPS. Now, those are inflation-protected treasuries, and the rate that they pay is variable based upon the rate of inflation. There has been no inflation. But for the first time ever, they sold those bonds at a negative yield. In other words, the institutional investors are paying the government to give them their money.
Wait a minute.
and that's kind of odd. First time ever, but that's an anticipation. It just tells you that the institutional investors think there's a 100% probability that the Fed is going to inject more capital, quantitative easing, QE2, and that's going to cause inflation, and they're willing to put their money where their mouth is. In fact, the auction was oversubscribed almost 3-1 at a negative yield. Wish I could borrow money at a negative yield.
That is crazy. But, you know, this issue of people, companies making money and sitting on it, and the idea is they're going to hire people. Maybe they just don't hire people and keep making profits.
Well, that's true. And of course, a lot of executives admit that they're waiting until after the election to see what the legislative agenda is going to be. We know that they've got to do something about the tax cuts that are going to expire. They've got to do something about the estate tax. It's an unusual planning arena right now because you don't know what the rules are going to be.
That's John Taylor of Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street. John, have a great day.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
All right. John Taylor, always with us weekdays. We appreciate him joining us to talk about the economy nationally and locally because they're hand in hand. You can get information from John by calling 479-782-2527 or go on the Internet, johntaylor@sternag.com. And at Stern, STERNE, AG, AGEE.